This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, hello. Great to be with you.
And just want to squeeze in a couple of things here. We just got a very nice check from Kroger, which means that our listeners are eating healthy and apparently shopping at Kroger. Now, we don't ever want to tell you where to shop, but if you do shop at Kroger, if you register your Kroger reward card, which you use every time you go, and make Catholic Radio Indy your charity, we get a nice check, and it does add up because we got a lot of listeners and a lot of people doing it. So it's easy to do. You go to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. Right down the middle column there on the opening page of our website, you'll see a Kroger logo. If you click there, you'll be taken to a Kroger site. They're going to ask your name, address, whatever, and your Kroger card number, which is on your card, and what charity you want to support. And be sure to put in all three words, Catholic Radio Indy. And you need to put in all three because otherwise there might be other Catholic radio stations around the country that you'd be supporting that you've never heard of. So Catholic Radio Indy. The other thing is, because of all that's going on in the country, and we'll leave it at that, they're telling us that Christmas shopping could be a little different this year. Mainly the shelves could be empty, and the shipping could be very, very slow. So if you're going to be buying online this year and buying on Amazon, we can get, Catholic Radio can get, a small percentage of whatever you purchase on Amazon if you first go to Amazon.smile. And you can do that from our website, too, CatholicRadioIndy.org. Smile.Amazon, just like Kroger. They're going to ask you your name, address, what charity you want to support. And again, all three words, Catholic Radio Indy. Once you do that, you're all done. Every time you buy anything on Amazon, you don't have to mention it. Don't have to do anything special. Catholic Radio will get a small percentage of whatever you buy. So if you're going to be doing Christmas shopping that way, you can help us out very, very easily. We're going to begin our program today with a prayer from Station Manager Gordon Smith. And Gordon, if you would please.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hear us, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, and graciously send your holy angel from heaven to watch over, to cherish, to protect, to abide with, and to defend all who dwell at this station. Through Christ our Lord, amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. All right.
All right. Well, we've got a great show for you. Thank you so much, Gordon, for that prayer. Many people that listen to the show may know that we have a little tradition here at Catholic Radio Indy that before every Faith in Action show, we do pray the Come Holy Spirit prayer with our guests. And since Gordon's been on board, we're also praying on the air with you all so that you can join us in prayer for all those needs that we all have and for the station and for just the conversion of all those people in our faith community, renewal, and just everybody at large. Well, I'm really excited about our show today. We're going to actually be doing a two-part show. The first part, we're going to be talking about a ministry called Celebrate Marriage, and the second part, we're going to be talking about a new women's conference called Recharge, and they are both taking place at Our Lady of the Greenwood in Greenwood, Indiana. And joining us for the first part are Tom and Marcy Rankin. They are the Celebrate Marriage Ministry leaders. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you, Bridget.
Thanks for having us.
Now, we have had you on a couple times before, and I think the last time we were talking about an event, maybe like a Great Race or Scavenger Hunt, didn't you do something like that?
Yeah, this last May we had a something we called a photo scavenger hunt. We had about 13 couples driving all over Indianapolis getting pictures of themselves with various churches, statues.
And the Archbishop.
The Archbishop, yeah. Friends, yeah. The Archbishop was a target for that.
It worked out. I don't think he expected it.
I'll bet he loved that.
One couple found him. It was amazing. It was great.
Well, I'm curious.
Sure it wasn't a cutout of him?
No, I'm sure, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, I'm curious, how was the turnout for that? Because that was an event that I'd never heard of before.
It was a good turnout, and we were really happy. One of the reasons we picked that was because it was COVID-friendly. Mm. All the couples, you know, they were in their car together. They weren't. We had an event at the end in the gym, but we were all spread out. And it was, you know, we're just trying to be creative to see whatever we can do to help encourage marriages and not let society stop us.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. I want to ask you, how did Celebrate Marriage Ministry get started, and how long have you guys been rolling with it?
Well, way back in the day, I'm not going to give a timestamp on us anymore. I think we're getting old enough now. We went to a Worldwide Marriage Encounter retreat, and that retreat was really transformative in our own marriage. And my new saying is that we had a retrovi experience at our Marriage Encounter weekend.
Mm.
And we were on fire, ready to serve, do whatever we could to support marriages. While at that time, Tom wasn't Catholic, so we really didn't have a place at the time to serve in Marriage Encounter. We stayed engaged in the community, but we wanted to bring something to our church. There were a lot of people that weren't really open to the idea of our excitement for them going on a retreat. I think a lot of people think that when you invite them on a retreat experience, you're telling them that they're broken and they need fixed. And that wasn't our intent, but that's how over time we learned that it was being received.
So how long have you been rolling then? How long has your ministry been active at Our Lady of Grace, Tom?
This last summer we had our 10th annual Celebrate Marriage Conference. So yeah, 10 years now.
I can't believe it's been that long. So what was the primary focus of the ministry, and why did you come up with the word Celebrate Marriage?
Well, we originally wanted to bring the Marriage Encounter experience to our parish level. And Marriage Encounter at the time had several resources. They still have an abundance of resources. And they had a program that was a day retreat similar to Marriage Encounter. It was called Celebrate Marriage.
Mm, okay.
Or Celebramos Matrimonio in Spanish. It was really nice that it had it in both languages. We only used the English version of it, but we were really excited. And then it just kind of stuck. We really liked the idea, so we've kind of grown it from there.
Go ahead, Tom.
There. Yeah, we really are, with our ministry, we're encouraging large group, small group, individual couple experiences that are Christ-centered enrichment. And so that's one thing. We're also trying to encourage marriages to support one another in their vocation. That's another big part of it.
And just if you're joining us right now, we're talking with Tom and Marcy Rankin, and we're talking about the Celebrate Marriage Ministry ministry there at Our Lady of the Greenwood. And you have had many events, and I know that you have some events coming up. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes left, and I want to make sure we get in some of the things that are coming up in the month of November. What do you got going on?
Well, in November, we have our event called Celebrate Covenant. We kind of have four different events. One, Celebrate Romance, Celebrate... I'm going to lose my mind now. I was so focused for a moment.
Yeah, so it starts the year with Celebrate Romance. That's a wedding reception for married couples. That's in February. Then we have a Celebrate Fun event in May. That's different every time. This last year, it was the photo scavenger hunt. Don't know what it'll be next year. It's always different. You can't prepare. In August, we have our Celebrate Marriage Conference, where we bring in speakers from all over the place and encourage marriage. It's a day-long event compared to the other ones are usually about 3 hours. And then in November, what we have coming up is our Celebrate Covenant, which is about putting God at the center. We're all about having fun, though, so there's going to be a magician. do you want to talk about some of the details, Marcy?
Yeah, we have Ryan Siebert, who is a magician, comedian, entertainer. So we're really excited that he'll be able to provide that kind of that intimate magic experience for everyone that comes to our event. And then he'll be on stage and he has a whole show that he'll share with us. And of course, we're going to have heavy appetizers and some drinks on the side.
Now, where is that one going to be held?
That will be also at Our Lady of the Greenwood.
Okay.
So most of your events are, they're parish based, but that you've had a lot of draw from people all over the place that maybe they don't have a marriage ministry happening at their parish, but they hear about like the Great Race or the scavenger hunt thing that you did, and they're attracted to that. Have you been getting a lot of people? What's been the ratio of people from the parish and then people from outside the parish?
Yeah, it changes from event to event. I would estimate that about a third of the couples that attend are not from our parish.
Wow.
And in some cases, they're not even Catholic. So we also invite our friends that are not Catholic to these events. We encourage people attending the events to invite their friends that aren't Catholic.
What kind of attendance do you get at a typical event?
It depends. Our Celebrate Romance dance, we've had 50 to 60 couples. At our Celebrate Fun and conference, we've had anywhere from 15 to 30 couples attend. It depends on the year and what's going on.
Yeah, COVID made it a big challenge to keep as many people engaged. We tried to offer some different options there. But generally speaking, in a good year, we have, you know, on the lower end, it's now about 30 couples.
Mm-hmm. But could be almost open-ended. I mean, eventually you hit the capacity of whatever venue you're using, but you certainly could accommodate anybody listening that would want to participate.
Absolutely. Yep.
Now, do you have people that come to you maybe from other parishes that say, you know, we love what you're doing here. We really want to get something rolling at our parish in terms of a marriage ministry. Have you had that, and have you helped other people start something at their parish?
Absolutely. Sometimes we know in advance and sometimes we don't know in advance. We hear about a couple that went to an event and they said they're really excited about bringing it to their parish and what can they do to start. And we just recently started putting our next foot forward and going to different conferences like the Indiana Women's Conference and putting ourselves out there to engage with more people at different parishes.
A great example also, though, is that the three-time winners of Celebrate Fun, the Murrays, have recently taken our Celebrate Romance event and taken it to St. Thomas More.
Oh, okay.
So we know of another parish that's doing that. I don't know if they'll take our other events also or not, but that's a first step in growth. We also have a speaking engagement at St. Mary's in Greensburg, where we'll be speaking there, which is another chance for us to help encourage them to start a marriage ministry or do some of the stuff that we're doing.
And if somebody listening were to want some guidance or maybe a speaker or something like that at their parish, how would they get in touch with you?
The quickest way is to go to celebratemarriageministry.com. And then all of our contact information can be found there.
So what's it been like in terms of your marriage and in your just faith walk, being a part of this marriage ministry and walking alongside others and kind of encouraging them in their ministry? What's it been like for your faith and marriage?
No, you're a great question. Sometimes we feel like the ministry serves us as much as it does other couples. We hear other stories, but we really don't know the fruits of what we put in. And that's where we kind of, you know, just pray to the Holy Spirit for guidance and believe that God has great things in store for all those people we come into contact with.
Yeah, it has definitely benefited our marriage. Because in order for us to put ourselves out there, we have to be honest about what we struggle with. And we have to be honest about how we choose to love each other as an action on a daily basis.
Well, that does kind of put you out there, doesn't
yeah,
it?
It absolutely does.
All right.
Well, our guests for this first half have been Tom and Marcy Rankin. They are the ministry leaders for the Celebrate Marriage Ministry program there at Our Lady of the Greenwood. And you want to give those events real quick again for the marriage events that are coming up?
So we are going to be speaking at St. Mary's in Greensburg on November 6th, and that is going to be a talk on marriage under fire and how we're always being attacked. Our marriages are our sacrament in this society. And then November 20th is going to be Ryan Siebert, the magician comedian at Our Lady of the Greenwood, a date night for married couples with God at the center.
And for more information, give the website one more time.
CelebrateMarriageMinistry.com, all spelled out.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a women's conference also at Our Lady of the Greenwood called Recharge. And boy, we sure can all use that. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Women of Our Lady are hosting a day for women of all ages to recharge their Catholic faith with music, speakers, including Father Mike Kuchar, and time for reflection. You are invited to this one-day event on Saturday, November 13th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Our Lady of the Greenwood. Breakfast and lunch are included in the suggested donation of $20. Again, that's Saturday, November 13th at Our Lady of the Greenwood. More information and registration is available by calling 317-888-2861.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we are talking with our second half guest. We actually have Marcy Rankin here for the second half as well as Catherine Morris. And we're going to be talking about basically a brand new, you're going to hear, this is breaking news here, a brand new women's group at your parish and then an upcoming conference called Recharge. So welcome to Faith in Action, ladies.
Thank you.
Well, Catherine, since we haven't talked to you, tell us a little bit about your background.
I'm a freshman in college, so I'm kind of new to this, but I've been helping Marcy out with a lot of events for a while now. Mm-hmm. I started doing, what was the first thing that we did together? I think I met you through youth group for some reason.
Tom and I had volunteered with youth group for a while, met Catherine, and then we kind of brought her into the marriage ministry for the date nights, for helping with babysitting and things like that.
Babysitting was the first step, and now I'm stuck.
Now, did you grow up at Our Lady of Grace Parish? Have you been at the parish for a while? Did you grow up Catholic? Those are the two
those are the important things. Important things. My uncle is Father Meyer, so I did grow up Catholic.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm very... I've only missed Mass twice in my entire life, so I know I need to close to the microphone.
Well, this isn't confession, so that's all right.
No, yes, Catholic for my whole life. We moved to Greenwood when I was 5, so I've been going to OLG for basically as long as I remember.
Now, on the south side, right?
Yes.
Okay, because on the north side, if you say OLG, they're talking about Our Lady of Grace in Noblesville. On the south side, if you say OLG, you're talking about Our Lady of the Greenwood.
Yeah, so I think maybe I misspoke. We're talking about Our Lady of the Greenwood. I may have said Our Lady of Grace because we get these OLGs mixed up.
Well, they get some free promotion. It's okay.
Well, tell us about this idea that you have, Marcy. You just showed me the logo. It was just beautiful.
There have been several friends of mine and myself who've been talking for years about wanting to do more with family ministry and maybe even women's ministry. I invited a friend of mine over a little while ago, and her name happens to be Marcy.
Mm-hmm.
She spells her name a little differently. So if you spell her name, it's M-O-M-M-I instead of M-O-M-M-Y. She's also a mom of several. So she and I have just really become good friends, and I invited her over and I said, I've got this idea and it's been on my heart and I've just been on fire spiritually lately and figure it's a great time to use it if I'm on fire. Sat down and told her all my ideas, and she said, I love it, and it's actually in line with what I wanted to do, but I just didn't have anybody to do it with. And that is to do something for women in our parish. So many of us have been struggling. COVID, as wonderful as it is for all of us to be, you know, together with family, sometimes we just need a little bit of recharging. We get a little bit drained as women. And that's when we came up with the idea of doing a recharge day for women at Our Lady of Greenwood.
Well, it's funny that when I saw this, I think maybe you brought it to me, Marcy. I was like, recharge. And I had actually told several people, it's like, that's exactly what I need. So I was like really excited about it. Well, give us the date and then tell us what people can expect if they come out to this. It's November 13th, and it looks, is that a Saturday, I'm guessing?
It is a Saturday. It's going to be an all-day event on Saturday, November 13th at Our Lady of the Greenwood. It's going to be a fantastic day. We're going to have a condensed version of the St. Jam Band there for doing some music, some praise adoration, singing a Divine Mercy Chaplet, and then we'll have some speakers along the way. So I think it'll be a really enjoyable day. And of course, because it involves two Marcies that are insane and crazy, we're going to have fun.
Well, is there a theme for it? Oh, obviously, recharge. So what can people expect throughout the day? Like, are you going to provide food, talks, breakout sessions? What's happening?
We're going to have 3 guest speakers, and then we're also going to have a nice breakfast. I'm going to leave a little bit of the surprise about lunch, but it'll be a very nice lunch, and I think it's going to blow the women away that attend. And then we're going to have even a tea time in the afternoon, And then we have a Hearts to Hands ministry at our church where it serves people that are homebound or shut in, either because of being, you know, wanting to stay home because of COVID or just because they're homebound. And that ministry serves those people. So we're going to do maybe some cards or letters or something like that in combination with that ministry. Or you can just sit around and have fellowship with your sisters in Christ.
Yeah, there's been some, various like a day conference or ministries where they'll do with youth and they'll have like some kind of hands-on thing like rosary making or and so I love the thing where they're already there and then they can actually do something that's outreach.
Yeah, it'll be great. And then of course we're going to give out goodie bags and we'll have some door prizes because we're women and we like to have fun and get things. We like things.
So what about the cost? How much does it cost? And then how do people actually register?
Well, we don't want to turn anyone away. So we're actually asking for a $20 donation. If people feel like they could, you know, could give more, that would be wonderful. And that would offset our expenses for the day. Because, you know, $20 a person doesn't always go real far. But we do want to make it affordable and attainable. Because ultimately, we just want women to be there.
Well, I did notice, because on your little flyer, it has Father Mike Ketcher. And I love Kuchar. I always say that wrong. Father Mike Kuchar. And how did you happen to get him? And what's your connection with him?
He was actually, he was at our parish for a while.
Okay.
So I don't know how long ago that was. And he was always at the school with the kids. He got along with everybody. He has a lot of energy.
He really does.
Yeah. So we kind of already had a tie-in because we all already knew him. He was at OLG for how many years? And we just asked him. And he was like, yeah, that sounds awesome.
He's super cool, and I know he's been doing the Race for Vocations as well, and so he's a really fit guy. But he's on my Facebook, and he actually has his dog Glory. Do you guys know his dog?
Yes, yes.
I wonder if he's gonna bring her along. She's so awesome, and she's white, like the Holy Spirit or like the glory of God.
We wouldn't turn her away.
Well, what else can people expect when they come out? What do you hope that they come out for, and what do you hope that they take away?
Well, yeah, we really created this and it sort of transformed itself into becoming maybe a women's ministry where we've met with several people. So there's actually seven of us planning this and then some other people even behind the scenes. And it's everyone from, you know, a young, youthful Catherine, and then we have some experienced, well into retirement ladies that are helping us. We really want to cross the spectrum. Because I think if there's one thing I've learned in my life, although I'm going to call myself young, okay?
Mm-hmm.
is that learning from people of all ages is great because the youth brings the energy, the people who are older bring the experience and the stories and the witness, and bringing them all together in a day where we can connect and get to know each other as community, and then hopefully launch into maybe some small groups. And we'll see if this goes well enough if people want us to do it again.
And I'm guessing if you are, you know, having food and all that, you need to kind of plan for your numbers. So people, even though it's a free will donation, I'm sure that you will want people to register, sign up.
That is absolutely correct. We have a goal of 40 women, and early on, within the first few hours of being on Facebook, we already had 15 women sign up.
Oh, very good.
So this is definitely something that's needed, and we're just beginning, not just beginning, we're in the middle, I guess, now of promoting the event, and we're really excited to see that maybe that number will be blown out of the water.
We've just got about four minutes left or so, but can you think of one thing off the top of your head that maybe women or have talked to you about or some area where they just need to recharge or what's kind of holding people down or what kind of recharge are you hoping people will get?
Well, I think as a woman, whether you're a single woman and you're young or whether you're an empty nester or a widow even or a mom or a married woman in the middle of the insanity is we're so good at serving others naturally. And sometimes we forget to engage our own spirituality. So this day, we're really hoping that we show women that they can engage their spirituality. They can recharge in their spiritual life, which will carry over to those other aspects. They are a witness in this world to Christ to shine their light for others. And it's just so profound the impact that one single woman can have on all those around them.
And I'm sure we can all relate to this. If you are like burned out, you can do so much less, and it's such a bad witness too to be burned out because you're grouchy and you're not performing your best, whether you're a student or you're, you know, serving people in the community or just with your family or wherever, you know, in your workplace. If you're fried, I mean, and it is, it's hard for women to, you know, take time for themselves to recharge.
Now, did you say this is the first of these events?
This is the very first.
Okay. And looking forward to future ones, of course.
Yeah, I think there's already talk in our group of, well, what can we do next? What can we do next? And I think there's a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, and it's really great. So we're trying to make sure we stay engaged with people of all ages, like I said, and I was really excited to invite Catherine to be part of this so that she could bring the perspective of someone who's young and in college and just getting started so that we can, you know, cross that spectrum of all the ages.
What age group are you thinking? I mean, as far as a minimum, you don't want little girls there, probably.
I would say young adults through any age. I'm not gonna put a limit there.
and Catherine, since you are in school right now, you're in college, how do you hope to recharge at this event?
Honestly, being in college is like kind of hard because you're working and you're doing homework and there's so much going on, and it's hard to find time to pray and to be with God. And I'm really hoping that I can get some insight from some of the people that have been doing it for however many years.
Well, it sounds like there's going to be something for everyone, every age group, no matter what age you are, or what stage of life you are in, as a woman, that you can go there and be recharged. Marcy, could you give us how to register, the date and the time, and how to register again?
So we have an event posted on the Our Lady of the Greenwood Facebook page. So you can find the event there and all the registration details. You can also call our parish office at 317-888-2861. And then they have registration forms available to sign you up right there on the phone.
Okay, well, our guests today have been Marcy Rankin and Catherine Morris of the, what's the new ministry called?
Women of Our Lady.
Women of Our Lady.
Plus Wool for short.
Women of Our Lady and the upcoming Recharge conference is November 13th. Thanks so much for being our guest today, and we wish you well, and maybe we'll see you there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.